Welcome into VC Unscreened episode 366. This is going to be a super weird episode because we're using phone technology to record ourselves. This is an emergency episode because stuff dropped and we haven't even put out our new news episodes for this week. So, and we felt kind of weird because this is huge, huge news. Jason's got the lowdown on it. Take it away, dude.
Yeah, we're going to try to cover it. Young Justice is going to come back.
Sure.
It's going to come back under the title Young Justice Outsiders.
Yeah.
We're going to get, a variety of voice actors. We're going to get Sam Register, executive producer. Right? Like, it's going to be solid. It really will. It's not going to actually air on Netflix like we thought it would. And the funny part is, and I'll get to where it's going to air in a second. The funny part is, it's going to be darker than we anticipated. Made of human trafficking.
Yeah, and that looked so badass, man.
That's apparently going to be the angle we're going to be covering.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty fantastic. To the same end, we've also learned there's going to be a Titans series,
a live action Titans series.
Yeah, live action Titans is actually going to happen. Starfire, Raven, Dick Grayson leading the entire thing. This is
did it say
thing.
Raven?
Yeah, it did.
Okay,
looking all at right, it now
because I couldn't remember because I did glance at the article briefly. Wait,
I thought I remembered it, but yeah, now I'm looking it up. And Greg Berlanti,
who's in charge of this thing?
Greg Berlanti, Jeff Johns, Akiva Goldsman, a name we don't mention a lot, but it's a name that should be around more often.
Is it? Is this the person that wrote Batman and Robin?
I do not remember. Really don't. I remember seeing it a few times, but I don't remember it being like heavily involved.
Yeah.
But Jeff Johns and Greg Berlanti, obviously we know about. Goldsman has apparently written the script for this, so good for him either way. And yeah, we all think it's a continuation of the TNT thing that didn't come out, come to fruition.
Yeah. That, by the way, yeah, Batman and Robin is in his. He wrote that. He wrote The Dark Tower, A Beautiful Mind, I Am Legend, I Robot, Angels and Demons, Insurgent. Yeah. Batman Forever, Lost in Space, Transformers The Last Night, Cinderella Man. I mean, I'm skipping stuff too. Hancock, the Keanu Reeves Constantine, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I mean, Jonah Hex, the 2010 movie, the 2009 Star Trek movie he worked on.
That poor thing.
So, you know, he's worked on a bunch of these things. He's worked on a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
So there's no way to pin him down and be like, bullshit, he did Batman and Robin. Like, no, he's done, you know, he's Oscar winning. So, you know, give him a shot.
So apparently there's a spectrum of things.
Right.
He seems to be in charge of the pilot as far as writing it. Berlanti overseeing, Jeff Johns overseeing, that's obviously a good thing. Dick Grayson will be the leader. Like, it's going to be like one of those, let's get the gang together kind of pilots. Like I said, Starfire and Raven. Now, the bad news, we'll go into the bad news section of this little emergency podcast. And again, sorry for the quality. We're doing what we can here. But, the bad news is, it's going to be streaming on like WB's special streaming site.
Not even WB's special streaming site. I mean, sure, they're involved, obviously, but it's like a DC-specific streaming site.
Yeah, it's going to be a little rough, and you have to worry about whether it's going to, like, leak over into the other shows. I don't think so, obviously, because, you know, there's contracts involved.
Well, I hear that this DC streaming site is going to pretty much just have, like, DC on screen, everything DC on screen.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of stuff is already signed up for other shows. They can't pull the money. It is what it is. I don't think it's going to pull anything, but there is going to be like if you want to watch Titans or Young Justice season 3, you are probably going to have to pay a couple bucks a month.
Yeah,
that's going to be how that goes.
And I'm kind of annoyed by that, but at the same time,
if they give me enough to do it, I'm fine. It's just
yeah,
you know,
which I think they will.
Hopefully.
I think they will. Like, if they're putting, like, all the animated stuff on there, if they're putting, you know, back catalogs of Lois and Clark, you know, Smallville, if they're doing that shit, absolutely.
Absolutely. Let's
take my money.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Like, if you're going to do this thing, I think you throw everything at it. And
but, I mean, to be fair, they're giving me a new live-action Titan show. They're giving me Young Justice Season 3. They've already got my money.
Yeah. Speaking of already having your money.
Yeah.
You weren't prepared to pay for Powerless, were you?
No, because I assume it's canceled, right?
Yeah, that's probably gone.
Did they actually announce that it was canceled?
They haven't officially announced that it's canceled. What they did instead was pull it from the schedule.
Oh. Well.
It's just there are no new plans to release a new episode. And they haven't officially announced and, you know, it's not quite time. Like, it's usually May when people really drop the bar on when things are going to get, you know, if something is canceled or not. They wait for ad season. But it, like, not waiting to ad season for Powerless is particularly bad. And you can expect it to be, like, a one-paragraph press release.
Yeah.
That says, oh, yeah, we did this. Get on with your lives.
Yeah, I kind of feel like this is a thing that networks do. They'll just stop running a thing and then burn off episodes during the summer. We'll be probably...
I mean, at the moment, they've literally replaced the episode. They're not even burning off the episodes. They've just, like, thrown in episodes of Superstore.
Yeah.
Which is... By the way, a fantastic show.
I think that
really is them, like, putting their best foot forward, I think. But still, it's just you're not likely to see another episode of Powerless maybe ever again.
I think, you know, the best
you
thing...
You might
I think
have to get the Blu-ray to get the extra episodes that were in the can.
Exactly. That was what I was thinking. And, you know, a show like Powerless, you know, they might not even release it on Blu-ray. They might release it on streaming Amazon or something and just be done with it. Or throw it on the DC streaming site.
Yeah.
So, who knows? The WB Archives. Hey, you guys want the rest of this shitty show that nobody really wanted?
Yeah. This show that didn't quite take off. Yeah, it never got enough traction, and they screwed it a little bit, and, like, they should have kept it consecutive, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's all of the mistakes you can possibly make for a show. They did it. All of them. Like, the show was a little weak, and then they did everything else they could to compound that.
Right. It's like they looked at they had a checklist that was called, you know, checklist for, you know, canceling a show.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, how to not gain an audience. And they checked off every one of those
things.
They
did every one of those
things.
Yeah.
And then went, I don't know what's happening. The numbers aren't there. Sorry, guys. I just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. Anyway, you guys didn't even try as hard as you did with Constantine.
I actually give them credit. They tried harder with Constantine. You're right.
They did, and that's sad.
There were still promos happening, like, as the show was dying.
Yeah.
And
but look,
you know what sucks? Constantine
What's that?
Only made it like a couple episodes more than Powerless did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really sucks here.
Yeah.
They tried to kill this thing, and Powerless. Clearly didn't deserve it. It's I love all the people involved, but it just didn't have it really didn't make sense. And, you know, Constantine was fantastic, and without even trying to kill it, they accidentally did.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense. This isn't the just world we live in.
No. Now, you were saying about Titans, though, that Geoff Johns was he was hinting around at Beast Boy, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Geoff Johns is hinting around at Beast Boy as one of the participants.
That's phenomenal. I'm excited. I don't know what to think about it. Like, I hope it's really good. What do you think? Are you hoping? Did they say Robin or did they say Nightwing?
Oh no, Dick Grayson. Straight up Dick Grayson.
Yeah, they just said straight up Dick Grayson. Okay. So we don't know.
Yeah, no. We don't.
All right.
Either way, right?
I mean, are we hoping? I think I'm hoping for it to be, you know, one of the Earths in the multiverse for a crossover event with the CW shows.
I'm wondering though, like, I think they're gonna try to. They've had so much success that I get the feeling they're gonna try to maybe see if they can parlay that into their own streaming network and not have to cross it over with anything. Like, at this point, you know, we've got like 4 shows on CW where we have to watch it every time or it doesn't matter, right? So I think they're probably gonna try to go for the money there.
Okay.
Get all their shows on the streaming network, and you have to get it there, and it's not going to maybe cross over necessarily.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I really don't. I think they made so much money, got so much so many viewers over that crossover last year. I think in a couple of years' time, we might see a Titans crossover with like, oh, and for, you know, part whatever of this, go over and check out, you know.
We could. And just, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, WB is so focused generally on building a franchise that I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to just put everything, like, all their chips in this new streaming service and see how it went.
You think?
Yeah.
But you think you still just take it off of CW altogether?
Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled it off, like, Hulu and CW and Netflix's streaming services at some point and put it on their WB streaming service.
I don't know. I feel like that would get tricky.
Depends on how the contracts are written.
Because I think CW is a little different, even though it's like a conglomeration of UPN and WB.
Yeah. I mean, it's a WB, like, daughter show.
They're still different.
It's a piece of the company.
Yeah, it's still I think it still operates as its own company, though.
Yeah, but it operates under WB in general.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know. I'm interested to see what the future holds.
Yep. Doing a lot of speculating.
Doing a lot of speculating before we do a lot of reviewing.
Yep. And again, I have to apologize for the audio quality of this little addendum.
Yeah, it's just, I have to be on the road, and I'm under time constraints, so there's probably going to be a little driving around in the background.
Yeah.
And we wanted to go ahead and get this out.
But a lot of stuff dropped today, so we were trying to do, like, a little quick emergency episode, so.
Yeah, I kind of hit the big things, and then whatever we missed today, we'll talk about.
We'll figure that out later. But a lot of stuff happened today. It was a big day.
Right. So anyway, I'm gonna call it. And guys, let me know what you guys think. Hit us up on Twitter or Facebook, DC on Screen one word, or DCOnScreen@gmail.com. If you enjoy these shows, let your friends know about them. We're proud members of the Giant Size Team Up Network, GiantSizeTeamUp.com, and. What, DC on Screen for every free episode. Every episode that we've ever done. All 366 of them. And I don't know. I'm going to call it. Until next time, guys, keep some DC on your screen.